חג שמח.
חג שמח.
Randall.
Hug some ass.
Hug some ass.
We'll wait a few more minutes till the starting time.
Okay.
Randy, are you trying to learn how to breathe again?
I'm trying.
Hug the man. Hug Samaya.
Hug Samaya.
Hug Samaya.
So we will start with our L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud is Dabri Tu, Ishinte, Ishilu, Urshilu, Urshilu, Urshilu. Le'achta Hashem Yudhei Bavavhei. Yehuda Shalim Hashem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Bayem Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer. La'asot Nachat Ruach Leotrenu V'la'asot Ratzon Borenu. V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. We're now going to read verses from the Psalms. Adonai Elohei Wahei Yigmor Be'adi Adonai Elohei Wahei Hazdecha Le'olam Ma'asei Yadicha El Teref Ekra Le'elohim El Yom La'el Gomer Alay V'yavor alayich v'yarech matzbon seset v'damayich v'yamar lecha v'damayich chayei v'yamar lecha v'damayich chayei Barki nafshi et Adonai yohei wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohei Gedalat Meod Hod Behadar Levashet Ata Or Kishalma Note Shemayim Tayira Now for the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hei Vav Hei Eloheinu Melech asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. The word sefirat ha'omer, the first letters, samaseh, have a gematria of 65, which is the name of God, Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Ha-yom she-yish yamim la-omer. Ha-yom isha yamim la-omer. Today is the sixth day of the Omer. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. Amen. Now we're going to do the menorah psalm. Psalm 67. Yam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yichanenu veivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu. Itanu is a word that translates as us. The first two letters are the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Zohar teaches us that these letters in this order within words represents the Shekhinah and the Sefirah of the Malchut. The last two letters can be translated as His Bina. Utilize both Bina and Malchut to unify yourself and all of your positive traits, leaving the negative traits behind. Sela Ladaat Ba'aretz Darkecha B'kol Goyim Yeshuatecha Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam. The letter Vav is a metaphor for a channel as well as the Torah. Utilize this channel called Torah to help bring you to balance today and every day. The Vav is also a connecting world, like, or a connecting word, like and in English. Use this Vav to bind and connect the people you love with all of the other people that you love. Yirananu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim. Baritz tanhem selah. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Eretz nadna yivula yivarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu Elohim, vayiru oto, kol afsei aretz. Now will be the Anabakoah. Anabakoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Seh. The letter Tzadi. Meditate on the tzadi, which is a letter that also is a word. The word itself means righteous. Strive to be righteous, which is always doing the right thing. The only way that is achieved is by having a personal knowledge connection with Hashem. Use this tzadi to enhance your personal knowledge of Hashem. Terura. Aleph Kimo Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Noa. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrin. Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Taharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlen Bet Tetresh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Na'el Adatecha Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zopre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Kivav Bachtav Le'alat Bayet. In this sixth journey of the 42 or 49 journeys in the desert, they left Mara and came to Elimah. In Elim, there were 12 water springs and 70 palms. This journey is connected to the Tzadi in the first verse in the Anabakoth. Elimah, or Elim, is a stage of growth and recognition of the deeper strength that emerges from bitter loss and pain. From Mara, after experiencing bitterness, we become empowered with the resources of Elimah. Elimah consists of the same letters as the name Elohim, which is written with a hey, only that the order of the letters, Eli and Ma, means the hidden dimension of the 12 water springs and the 70 palms. These are the secret of, and the hidden, this gematria of 70 in Hebrew is means the secret. They're the secret or the concealed that emerges from within the dark and the bitter. The word Elimah can also be interpreted as about what am I. Meditate on what is your central desire. Do you truly want to be close to God? Or do you truly want the transitory pleasures of the physical world? Know that the 12 springs represent the pleasures of the physical worlds, while the 70 palms represents the spiritual world. The 12 springs also represent the 12 tribes of Jacob, of the children of Israel. And the 70 palms represent the 70 nations. Now we will count the Sephirah, the third way of counting the Omer. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yidei Moshe, avdecha lispor sephirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betoratach uspartem lachem mimcharat ha-shabbat miyom haviachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot mimot tiyena maimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shavet Tisha afru chamishim yom kidei shiitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizohamatam uvechein yehiratzon milfanecha Hashem Eloheinu Elohai avoteinu Shebizchut Sephirat HaOmer Shefa Farti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shepagamti B'Sephirah Yesod Shebechesed. Yesod Shebechesed is the Sephirah of this day. Yesod is the foundation, the active secret of loving kindness. Meditate on the meaning of the word Yesod. One understanding of the word Yesod is the active secret. Its translation of Yesod is a foundation, creativity, sexuality, receiving and sharing, balancing opposites. The Yesod is a funnel that takes all of the spiritual energies and brings it into the physical world. And it takes all of human activity and channels it up to the spiritual worlds in their appropriate places, their appropriate sephirot. This whole week is loving kindness of chesed. V'yetaher v'yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala. And we should all say Amen, Selah. The names of the tzaddikim who leave this day, the 21st day of Nisan, Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro and Rabbi Shimon Yisrael Posen. And of the 48 male prophets and the 7 female prophets, we learned that the prophet associated with Yesod Shebechesed is Joshua, who took the children of Israel into the land of Israel, where they needed to battle only on its surface level. They needed to battle the seven nations that were in the land of Israel at the time of the entry. God had promised them the land, and he promised them that he would fight for them. But they became confused, and they didn't understand that fighting for them meant they had to follow the teachings of the Torah. So they ended up making some mistakes in that process. And so they never completed the actual removal of all of the 10 nations, all of the seven nations presently living in the land of Israel when they first entered. And this is the root, the shoresh of the conflicts today. Because the nations that they removed are still there. But know that Joshua was a righteous man. And he did the best that he could as the leader of the children of Israel. But if you know the children of Israel, you know that it's very difficult to lead a nation of leaders. Because the children of Israel don't like to accept orders from anyone, including Hashem. And that is built in to the human psyche. You have to work to accept orders, to accept directions from a leader that you have chosen, or that Hashem has chosen, which is the same thing. There is much to learn from this Sefirah of Yesod Shebechesed. Does anyone have any question? In about 10 minutes, I recommend that you all sing the Song of the Sea. I'm going to do it now. It'll take me a few minutes to find the location. Please scan the 72 names of God. Prepare your water that you will be circling around. And say the blessings that, because we are reading from the Torah, even though we are singing it to a tune that isn't read from the Torah in that way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. And let us all say Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'Torah. And may we all say Amen. Az Yashir Moshe Uvmei Yisrael Et Hashira Lazot L'Adonai V'yomru L'mor Hashira L'Adonai Ki Gao Gao Sus V'rakbo Ramah V'yam Azi V'zimrat Ya V'yehi Lishua Zeli Vian Veho Elohe Avira Amemanohu Adonai Yohe Wahe Ish Milchama Adonai Yohe Wahe Shemo Marchevot Paro V'chelo yara V'yam avitchar Shilisho betu v'u V'yam su T'chomod yikas yumu Yardu mitzulot Kemo aven Yeminecha Adonai Yohe wahe Ne'adari bako ach yiminecha Adonai Yohe wahe Tirat soyev Uvros kionecha Techaros kamecha Teshalach harnecha Yokale mokakash Uvruach apecha Nermu mayim Mitzvu kimonet Nisilim Tafu pete homod Yichpelev yam Amar oyev Erdof asig Achalek shalotim laem onachshi Arikarbi Torishemo yadi Nashafta baruchacha Kisamo yam Salilu kaoferet Imaim adirim Michamocha bailim Adonai Yohe Wahe Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh Nora Tehilot Osepele Natita Bech Yeminecha Tivlaim O Aretz Nachita Bech Hasdecha Amsu Galta Ne'alta be'azecha El navet ha'tshecha Shamu amim Yirgazun chel ha'az Yoshevei pelashet Az nivalu Elufei edom Elei mo'av Yuchatei mo'ra'a Gamdu kol Yoshvei kena'an Tipol alehem Emat afahad Bigdos ruacha Yidmu kaven ad yavur Amacha Adonai Yohei wahei ad yavur Amsu danita tevi emo v'tita emo v'char nachalatcha machon l'shiptecha Palta Adonai Yohei wahe Mikdash Adonai Konenu yadecha Adonai Yehovah Yeminecha Leolam Vaed. Adonai Yehovah Yeminecha Leolam Vaed. Does anyone have any questions? I hope you were able to see the splitting of the sea. Whether you did or not, the effort revealed light. Chag Sameach, shalom to all.
Thank you, Hanan.
Hello. Chag Sameach, shalom.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.